Anzi.
Anzi, yeah. Oh,
doesn't have to worry. All you have to do is
enter a store.
Go straight to the refreshment area. Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Manzi. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Manzi comes fresh right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed,
feel free.
Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Today's as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Welcome to UNSA Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45. The headline in local news: Chalma by-election ballot papers arrived. Five boys joining Zanis down in the Sarkar's vineyard in Deke area. And in international news, Zelensky says he does not have clear security pledge from allies. Finally, sports news: Zambia faces Ghana in 2026 AFCON draw. With the news in details, my name is Jonathan Mwale Jonas. In local news, ballot papers for the Chawama parliamentary by-election scheduled for January 15, 2026 have arrived in the country. The election material were received today at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport in the presence of representatives from two political parties. UPN United Party for National Development, UPND officials led by Sitali Dutango inspected the consignment and confirmed that the ballot papers arrived at on time and in good condition. Dutango also commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia for the smooth clearance. Meanwhile, new Congress Party Deputy Secretary General for Politics, Jonathan Piri, says the party independent verified the security of the ballot papers, describing their arrival as key milestone in the electoral process. The ballot papers will undergo formal verification tomorrow, with political parties and electoral monitors expected to witness the exercise. The construction of the Copper Belt Cancer Treatment Center in Ndola has come to a near standstill due to lack of funding and delayed salary payment to workers. Project manager Lu Fei has disclosed that the 20 Chinese technicians and laborers on site have gone without salaries for years, affecting morale and slowing progress. Speaking when Copper Belt Provincial Minister Elisha Mutambo visited the facility this morning, Lu informed the minister that civil workers are about 70% complete, while essential system installations are only 40% finished. The facility, contracted to Avic International under $20 million deal, which was expected to be completed by December 31st, 2025. However, Copper Belt Provincial Minister Elisha Mutambo has assured that the government will not abandon the project and is working to resolve the funding issue. Mutambo is optimistic that the hospital can still be commissioned by June this year. Traders whose business rely on imports say the appreciation of kwacha has brought much needed relief. Prince Chiwe, a trader at Comesa Market, said that the strengthened kwacha has improved profit margin for his business. Remy Kangwa, a business specializing in imported vehicles, says the stronger kwacha has positively impacted his operation. Kangwa further says there has been an increase in demand for imported vehicles thanks to the kwacha improved performance. Still in local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has mourned the passing of Staff Sergeant Alex Banda of Zambia Army, who died from illness while serving with the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic. President Hichilema says Sergeant Banda made the ultimate sacrifice and upheld Zambia's name with honor. He has sent a message of condolences to the family. In a Facebook statement, President Hichilema says Zambia will always remember Sergeant Banda for his dedicated service. Labor and Social Security Minister Brenda Tabatabwa says the government is addressing the ongoing attack on Zambian drivers in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tabatabwa explained that President Hakainde Hichilema has made it clear that workers should not face violence or death while performing their duties. Speaking at the SADC EU-Africa Social Faith Regional Conference in Livingstone, the minister expressed concerns over the continued suffering of Zambian workers in the transport sector, adding that the issue is a top priority for the government. Meanwhile, Labour and Security Permanent Secretary Zekaria Ruhanga says the government has authorized the ministry to recruit call center agents to handle labor-related issues. Earlier, the Zambia Congress of Trade Union, ZCTU, expressed sadness over the ongoing attack on Zambian drivers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, noting that the affected drivers are members of union affiliated with ZCTU. ZCTU Secretary General Choi Bene stressed the need to involve the informal sector, particularly women and youth, in social dialogue and labor protection system. And finally, in local news, five boys of Minwood Ndeke Phase 3 area have drawn at the Zambian National Service Airport Farm Reserve Dam in Chongwe District. Zambia Police spokesperson Geoffrey Chilavi has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday around 10 hours, and has identified the victim as Divine Musopelo, aged 11, and Angel Mandila, aged 14, Daniel Mumba, aged 10, Nkusekela Sakala, aged 9, and Chikumbuso Banda, aged 14. Chilavi says primary investigation indicates that on the material day, the juveniles were swimming in the ZNS reserve dam when one of them noticed that his friend were missing and had failed to resurface. He says the matter was immediately reported to elders in the area, who alerted the ZNS personnel and the police. Chilavi explained that upon receiving the report, police officers rushed to the scene and working joint with ZNS personnel and members of the community from the Kampasa area, conducted a search operation where three bodies were retrieved from the dam around 15 hours. He says the search operation continued into early hours on of today, during which the remaining three bodies were retrieved. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
How come you are always smiling these days? New car or is it new girlfriend?
None of that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait, you mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today.